We're back with Insight Music on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Randall White. Next up is my conversation with Ross Hammond and his in-studio performance. He's a prolific performer and recording artist, both as a solo guitarist and collaborator with jazz and folk and world music artists in Sacramento. Ross Hammond joined me before the release of his solo album, Riding Dragons in Winter.
Honestly, it's like constant inspiration just around the house. You know, it's I'm a family guy, you know, that's just my vibe. And just being able to be a musician and be a dad and be a husband and, you know, try to make it all work and not sucking at anything, you know, that's kind of the motivation.
Right.
So a lot of that comes out, you know, musically. I feel like when my daughter was a baby, there were always like little things I would sing to her around the house that I would turn into songs. And I will play music for her a lot of times when she's going to sleep, like lullabies and stuff. And a lot of these things have turned into projects. And
so dedication just seemed natural.
Yeah, and it's just a constant muse. I mean, honestly, at this point, it's not even a conscious thing. I just feel like playing music, you know, playing my guitar and stuff and improvising, that's basically how I communicate with the world. I mean, I feel like I can do it better that way than anything, than writing or talking on the radio or anything. You know, I feel like just playing guitar, for me, it's the most pure form of communication. So if there's a inspiration, if there's muse, which I have around the house, I mean, it just comes out in music, and it's what I'm thinking about. And so a lot of times with song titles and that kind of thing and just song forms or whatever, they'll always be inspired by a situation. Even though I play instrumental music, it's always like a soundtrack to something.
What about the title of the record, Riding Dragons in Winter?
It's just like a fantasy I have, you know, or I feel like I live with two very adventurous women, you know, my wife and daughter, and the cover of the record is the two of them basically riding a dragon, and my daughter has her sword out and she's ready to conquer the world, and my wife is kind of in on it, you know, when she's kind of holding her just to make sure she doesn't fall off the
right.
dragon. That's the picture, you know. And my friend Bobby Podesta, a friend of mine from high school who's actually works at Pixar now, he drew that for me. It just totally perfectly captures like just the metaphor, I think, of where we are right now in terms of you know, childhood and being parents and stuff and trying to raise a little action hero, but also trying to make sure, like, don't fall off the dragon while you're doing it. But it's, you know, that kind of thing.
I love it, bringing back great graphic album covers.
Yeah.
Let's hear some live music. What are you going to play? Give us a little bit about it.
I'm going to play one of the themes off the record. It's called The Soothsayer's Haiku, and it's I'm just going to kind of improvise off the theme.
Excellent. Let's do it.
All right.
That's terrific. Guitarist Ross Hammond. And you can't see it, but your daughter's just over your shoulder in the control room here, and she's got the headphones on. And
she's probably not listening to me.
Listening to something else. But I'm sure she hears plenty of it around the house.
Yeah, she's old. It's old hat. I feel like the blind squirrel analogy. being a musician, I've been a musician full time since I was about 23, and in that time, there's a lot. I mean, it's hard. It's a rewarding life, and it's there's a lot you get out of it in terms of relationships and friends and you know, peers and that kind of thing. But there's a lot of frustration. You know, there's a lot of gigs that don't come through. There's a lot of promises that aren't made. There's an apathetic audience sometimes. And a lot of this is nothing that it's unavoidable. You know, it's just living in the arts. And because basically what I'm doing is I'm living in the arts and I'm trying to create stuff and I'm putting my own music out and my own work out. But I'm essentially also self-employed. And I'm a dad on top of that. So the roadblocks or the speed bumps that occur when one is self-employed, I mean, those all still apply. So I think that at this point, you know, I'm 41 years old and I've done this for so long. I just kind of have to see it through because, you know, it's been that's just the reality. And
do you see music as communication and that sometimes the communication's going well, you know, sometimes it's
yeah, not? I mean, I feel like, you know, the music itself is on another, it's on another plane. You know, the music itself is the reason we stick with it. It's kind of a higher, I guess, a higher form of communication because you're communicating with the world. You know, the stuff that really gets in the way is all of the human stuff, you know, that we don't necessarily have control over. If you're promised a gig or promised a record or something and it falls through, I mean, that's due to like human error, human relationships or whatever. The reason that we keep playing, the reason that I keep playing is when I can sit there and be quiet and play my guitar and just enjoy the sounds that are kind of cascading out of it. This is a great moment. I mean, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining about being a musician. I'm not. I love being a musician, but I feel that for all of the times where, you know, things haven't worked out or whatever, this is something that is really working out, and I'm really happy to be able to do it.
You've played a lot of different spaces, coffee houses,
mm-hmm. and I've played a lot
small
of festivals.
Club, medium clubs, all those sorts of things. Yeah. To you, what is the ideal space?
A place where people listen. I mean, I do a lot of different types of gigs, man. It's you know, bars and restaurants and concert houses and coffee houses and house concerts. House concerts are probably my favorite. Mm-hmm. You know, playing at someone's home where they invite you in and then they're inviting you into their personal space. And so everyone's going to listen. That's really nice. And also playing church is pretty fun. That's a good gig.
But how about the Insight Studio?
The Insight Studio is great. I know. I totally just wrecked that answer. I was like, this one.
No, that's okay. But we are going to take advantage of you being here let you play at least one more for us.
Okay,
here.
Cool. I'm going to play, a blues for you.
That's guitarist Ross Hammond. His new record is called Riding Dragons in Winter. Your songs seem like they might be inside jokes with your wife and daughter.
Or just with myself.
You know. Is there any track on the record that has a fun backstory?
The first song, Codes, it's a steel guitar piece. I learned how to play steel guitar over the last couple years, and this is really my first foray into recording it. the song Codes was a lot of different codes that we have in our life, you know, my family's life, like gate codes or codes to unlock your iPhone or, right. you know, just numeric passages. And I took a few of those and put them together and in terms of intervals and made these little melodies that kind of cascade through the piece. And so that's what that song's based around.
So no one's going to be able to decode that, right?
If you can, you know, right. if you can, more
be
power
my
to
guest.
You. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
guitarist Ross Hammond, his album called Riding Dragons in Winter, and it's dedicated to his wife and daughter. We have a video of Ross performing in the Cap Radio Garden on our website. It's at capradio.org/insightmusic. You're listening to Insight Music. I'm your music guide this week, Randall White.